Next up in our line of artistic forms of expression tonight, as we celebrate the 44th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, we have a young brother from the United States of America who is going to be putting forth a few words of poetry as well. We would like to invite Brother Hussein Zaidi from the United States of America for a piece of poetry with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Today we're here to commemorate the martyrdom anniversary of Shahid Qasim Soleimani, Shahid Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis and their companions. In addition to that, we're also commemorating the 44th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. In light of that, I will be presenting you with some poetry, but before I start, can I get a salawat? As a part of the will of Shahid Qasim Soleimani states, O Allah, O dearly esteemed one, it is many years now that I have been left behind from a caravan, and I have constantly sent others towards it, but I myself have been left behind it. But you yourself know that I have never been able to forget them. Their memory and their name constantly echo, not in my mind, but rather in my heart and in my eyes, with tears and sighs. Now let's think about our lows and our highs. This man has seen so many of his friends die. He was probably traumatized and he didn't give up. So why are you? Why do you look like you've been beaten black and blue? Even though you're in the comfort of your own home, you're not in an enemy zone. You're in a place which you've known. And most importantly, you're not afraid that in the end of it all, you'll be alone. What's with your coward-like behavior? Talking about the Savior. You really think that Mahdi's gonna appear when you're acting like this? When you just sit around and dismiss the problems in the world? And I swear, this isn't a diss, it's a reality check. Wake up! What are you doing with your life, man? Do you not understand the enemy's plan? Step one, make you lazy. Then through worldly desires, drive you crazy. Step two, indoctrinate the children and the youth. Conceal the truth. Step three, when you're finally numb and tolerant to the degeneracy, you become their slave. And with this, you're digging your own grave. So wake up before it's too late. Another part from the Shaheed's will. My dear esteemed Allah, my body is becoming infirm. How is it possible for you to not accept someone who has been waiting at your door for 40 years? My creator, my beloved and my love, I have constantly requested you to encompass my entire being with the love of you. Let me burn and die in being apart from you. Why did he attain martyrdom? This is why. Because he would apply the teachings of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad in his life. And do you see his mentality? Let me burn and die in being apart from you. How many of us actually think like that? How many of us would put our lives on the line in combat and combat the dushman of Vilayat all just in the love of the Creator? And remember, he wasn't a traitor. Now you may think being a traitor is just an exchange of information to the other side. No, you're sitting at home doing nothing, you're a traitor. You're not speaking out against a Tawhut, you're a traitor. You're not using your position to speak for the oppressed, you're a traitor. The only way for you to be loyal to the Nizam is for you to speak out against oppression and injustice. We don't need to debate this. Take it as it is. Be the voice of the oppressed. Put yourself in hardships and struggles. No one's coming to save you. The Mahdi's not going to come for you if you don't work towards it. And last but not least, stay strong. Support the revolution to your last breath, all the way to your death. Salawat.